AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, where he's delivering an address and will participate in a panel discussion titled International Advisory Council for Ukraine's Recovery. Zelensky met with President Trump for about an hour today after Trump unveiled his new Board of Peace. During the introduction to the board, Trump said that ending the Russia-Ukraine war remains a priority.
And of course, we're working to end the horrible killing in Ukraine, a war that should never have happened and would have never happened if I were president.
U.S. representatives are planning to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. During his address, Trump reaffirmed the Board of Peace will start with a focus on Gaza, but then look globally. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Please welcome the chairman of the Board of Peace, the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
A signing ceremony Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, for President Donald Trump's new Board of Peace, which began as part of the peace process for Israel and Gaza. But Trump says the board can help mediate conflicts around the world. Trump says 59 countries have signed on so far, from Azerbaijan to Paraguay to Hungary.
We are truly honored by your presence today, leaders of countries and most cases, very popular leaders. Some cases, not so popular. But that's the way it goes in life.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is still consulting with its strategic partners before deciding to commit. France, Norway, and Sweden say they will not participate. I'm Donna Warder.
The National Weather Service says about 100 million people are under some type of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. U.S. stocks are rising again and regaining more of their losses for the week following the latest walk back by President Trump from tariffs he had earlier threatened over Greenland. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a new era for Bangladesh as it heads towards February elections following the ouster of the country's prime minister.
Political parties in Bangladesh have started campaigning ahead of national elections in February. It will be the first vote since the 2024 uprising that forced out longtime Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The frontrunner in the race for power is the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. A 10-party alliance under the Jamaat-e-Islami Party has emerged as the main opposing contender. The interim government has promised a free and fair election, but questions were raised about the ban on Hasina's Awami League Party. The election will take place on February the 12th. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.